de pó.
感谢主给我们有机会在这个周末一同聚集在他跟前。
We thank the Lord that He's given us the opportunity to gather this weekend.
这一次主给我们的交通的内容，我们一同在他面前思想的是关于新生命这件事情。
The topic that we are sharing on this weekend was the topic of new life.
我们还是先请弟兄姊妹们读几处的经文。
Let's have brothers and sisters read a few portions of scripture.
约翰福音第三章第十六节。
John chapter 3, verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
约翰福音第十章第十节的后一半。
And then John chapter 10.Verse 10b.
我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
I'm come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
约翰一书第五章第十一节第十二节。
First John chapter 5, verses 11 and 12.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
我们曾经交通到神因为爱人的缘故。
We once shared that because God so loved man,
他把宇宙中最好的礼物赐给人。
He gave the greatest gift in the universe to us.
他不是把他自己外面所创造的事物给人而已。
He not only gave what he had created to mankind.
他要把他自己的爱子作为生命赐给每一个相信的人。
But he gave the life of his beloved son to each one of us.
当我们经历了这个救恩，我们才发现它何等的宝贵，何等的奇妙。
When we experience the salvation, we realize how precious it is, how marvelous.
我们也曾经交通到，这个生命乃是神在人身上工作的起点。
And we also realize that this life was the starting point for many of us.
如果我们没有得着这个生命，
If we do not have this life,
我们可以参加了许许多多基督徒的活动。
We can attend many Christian gatherings, activities.
我们也读过圣经，也读过关于介绍基督的各种的书籍。
We could read the Bible and many Christian books.
我们身上并没有神的工作。
But we will not have God's work in us.
唯有当神能够把这个生命放在每一个相信的人里面。
But it is when God's life is placed into each of us.
神在人身上的工作才有了起点。
And that's when God's work starts in each of us.
我们开始经历救恩的真实和它的宝贵。
And we finally can recognize salvation's truth and its preciousness.
我们不仅仅是信了耶稣，我们好像有了一个确据，像人买了保险就结束了。
It's not just that we believe on the Lord and we have assurance, like as if we have insurance.
像今天呢，很多人买了人寿保险。
So for some people, they have a life insurance.
在他活着的时候，一点用都没有。
It has no use when they're alive.
等到他离开世界的时候才能够用。
And only when they leave the world does it become a value.
我们讲神赐给我们的永生，不是为着我们死后而已。
God's eternal life is not only for life insurance.
它乃是借着这个生命，在我们的人生中不断的在我们身上工作。
Rather, through His life, causes us is working in us daily.
好叫我们能够更多的经历它。
So that we can experience Him more and more.
更多的享受它。
to enjoy him more.
并且借着这个生命在他的手中成为有用的人。
And through his life to become a person of use.
叫我们得着永远的价值和意义。
To receive eternal value and purpose.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
将来当神打发他的爱子主耶稣回来的时候。
That when he sends his son Jesus to come back again.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，我们看见神要在教会中收取他所完成的工作。
Dear brothers and sisters, we see that God will reap his completed work in the church.
他所要得着的那个目的乃是他所赐给我们这个生命。
The reason he is to reap this is because he has created us for this.
我们感谢神，当主耶稣来到地上的时候。
We thank the Lord when Jesus came to this earth.
他很清楚地告诉我们说他来的目的是什么。
He very clearly stated the reason why he came.
他说我来了就是要叫羊得生命。
He said, I've come so that the lamb may have life.
并且得得更丰盛。
And that he may have it more abundantly.
我们都可以这样讲哈，得第一个得生命乃是指着我们重生得救。信耶稣说的。
We could speak of it like this. When we get life first, it is when we believe on the Lord.
那不过是起点而已。
But that is just the beginning.
他并且要借着这个生命在我们身上引导我们，供应我们，装备我们，并且使用我们。
But he wants to use his life to guide us, to nourish us, to push us further.
好叫我们在他的手中这个生命变得丰富。
So that in his hands, his life can become rich.
那乃是主耶稣来到地上真正的目的。
That is the true purpose of our Lord Jesus.
前面的得生命，那是一个起点，那是一个方法，那是一个，那是一个，神的一个道路。
The first life, it is only the beginning, it is only a matter, it is only a path.
但是，叫我们得着丰盛的生命，那乃是他的目的。
But our Lord truly wants us to have that rich life.
我们也讲到这个得着丰盛的生命呢，不是别的，就是叫每一个神的儿女们都被磨成他儿子的形象。
And what is it to receive this rich life? It is to be conformed to the image of his son.
感谢主，到了使徒约翰写他的书信的时候。
We thank the Lord when the apostle John wrote his gospel.
我们知道那个时候他已经跟随主，在圣灵中跟随主，到了人生成熟的阶段。
We know that in the Spirit he had already matured in Christ.
他说：“神赐给每一个相信他儿子的人有一个见证。
”He said, "Our Lord has given a testimony to each one of us who believe."
有一个证据。
An assurance.
这都是我们经历过的。
This is something we have all experienced.
这个证据呢，就是他把永生赐给我们。
And this assurance is that he has given us eternal life.
他说这个生命呢是在他儿子我们的主耶稣的里面。
And this eternal life is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说人有了神的儿子就有了生命。
Says he that hath the son hath the life.
没有神儿子的就没有生命。
And whoever does not have the son
换句话说在我们里面的生命呢是一位乃是我们的主耶稣自己。
And so this life actually is referring to a person, our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，信主耶稣哈，我们与他一同生活。
To believe on the Lord Jesus, that's to live with him.
我们跟随他。
It is to follow him.
我们就越来越像他。
And it is to become like him.
而且我们越来越认识他。
And it is to know him more.
不仅如此，我们与他越来越亲密。
And it is to become closer to him.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们，你有没有这样的经验？
I don't know if brothers and sisters have this experience.
我们不应该去评论别人的祷告哈。
We should not be judging other people's prayers.
我们也不要去去好像专门去听别人的祷告。
We should not be pay particular attention to how other people pray.
因为祷告呢，乃是向神说话。
Because prayer is really talking to God.
但是祷告在神儿女们的生活中呢？确实是一件生供应生命、流露生命的事情。
But prayer truly in a believer's life is a way means by which God can give life to us.
有的人祷告呢，抑扬顿挫，像做文章一样。
Some people when they pray, it's like they are reciting a poem.
但是也有人祷告呢，他一开口，你就感觉好像主来了。
But other people when they open their mouths, it's as if the Lord's presence is there.
因为这个人呢，跟主之间有一个亲密的关系。
Because we can see that this person has a relationship with Christ.
好像他祷告的时候，主就在他的面前，主就在他的里面，主就在我们的中间。
Because when he prays, it's as if the Lord is in his presence. It is in him, and because of that, we are in his presence.
弟兄姊妹, 那个是生命。
And brothers and sisters, that is life.
啊, 这个生命不是别的, 就是我们的主耶稣自己。
That life is no other but our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们昨天曾经讲到, 这个生命叫我们认识神的同在。
We said yesterday that this life causes us to know the presence of our Lord.
这个生命叫我们 活在神同在的实际的里面,
and this life causes us to live in the reality of the Lord.
并且这个生命带来神在天上所赐给我们一切属灵的福分,
and that this life brings us all spiritual blessings from above.
我们的父何等的爱我们,
how our Father loves us.
他在宇宙中没有别的更好的东西可以赐给我们,
in the universe he has nothing better to give us.
他把他的爱子作为生命赐给我们。
He has given his son as life to us.
这一次我们用四堂的时间, 第一次呢, 我和弟兄姊妹交通到生命是一切。
We had four sessions this weekend. The first session was that our life, the new life.
他不仅在我们,
the life is everything.
Life is all.
Life is all.
不仅生命在我们每一个个别个人, 神的儿女们身上是一切,
not only is life all in each and every one of our lives,
并且生命更是教会里面的一切,
but life is all also in the church.
我们常常认为呢, 教会是一个组织, 是一个外面的, 或者一个聚会的形式。
Oftentimes we think the church is an organization or is a form of gathering.
不, 教会是一个新人。
No, the church is a new person.
这个新人里面的内容,
it is a new entity, and the content is the new life.
因着有这个生命, 我们才有外面的表现。
And because of this new life, that is how we act on the outside.
我们不是借着外面的这些活动做成里面有生命。
Our actions do not construct our inner life.
我们需要借着这个生命, 借着来表现出外面教会的见证。
We can only testify as a church through our inner life.
那么第二堂呢, 我和弟兄姊妹交通到我们新生命与新生活。
And the second session I talked about the new life and the new living.
那是昨天晚上和弟兄姊妹交通的。
And that was what I shared yesterday night with brothers
我们,
and sisters.
我们当主的这个生命在我们里面开始的时候,
when the Lord's life begins in us,
他管制我们的生活,
he disciplines or controls our
life. 所以我们开始离开我们以前旧的那些习性, 旧的关系, 旧的行为, 还有旧的思想。
And so he causes us to leave our old habits, our old relationships, our old actions.
开始过一种在基督里的生活。
And we start to live a life in Christ.
当我们这样配合他的时候, 我们看见了我们的生活就表现出里面的这个生命来。
When we cooperate with him on that matter, we see our life demonstrates his life.
这个叫许多不信主的人, 我们称作看见了神儿女们身上的改变和见证。
And so many unbelievers, when they see this, they see that this is a testimony of Christ changing us.
今天早晨呢, 我要把我的交通呢, 分作两段。
This morning I want to divide my sharing into two sections.
因为我第一个题目呢, 讲了两堂。
Because my first topic I shared for two sessions.
所以呢, 我实际上昨天, 到昨天晚上结束了, 我们三堂只讲了两个题目。
So at yesterday night I only shared two topics.
今天早晨呢, 我要 第一段先和弟兄姊妹交通, 在这个新生命里面, 我们的经历和表现。
So in the third session, I'd like to share our demonstration and experience in this new life.
第二段呢, 我要和弟兄姊妹交通呢, 活出新生命的那个秘诀, 或者道路。
And the last session I'd like to share is on how the mystery or the secret to living out the new life.
好,我们请
Let's read a few more passages of Scripture.
请大家翻到罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
我们读20节。
Let's read verse 20.
所以凡有血气的, 没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义, 因为律法本是叫人知罪。
Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall there be no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin.
23节,
Verse 23.
因为世人都犯了罪, 亏缺了神的荣耀, 如今却蒙神的恩典, 因基督耶稣的救赎, 就白白的称义。
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
25节, 神设立耶稣做挽回祭, 是凭着耶稣的血, 借着人的信, 要显明神的义。
Verse 25, whom God had set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past.
第28节,
Verse 28.
所以我们看定了人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。Therefore,
we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law.
我们再读第五章。
Let's read chapter 5.
第19节。
Verse
19. 因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人；照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。For
as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous.
第6章第3节第4节.
Chapter 6, verses 3 and 4.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？ 所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。Know
ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
第8章, 罗马书第8章第1节第2节。
Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。There
is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
第4节, 使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。Verse
4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in me, us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
我们知道生命它是一个活的生机体。
We know that life is a new is in a new living creature.
Organism.
在它正常的情况中呢，它是会成长的。 In its normal state, it will grow.
所以当我们信了主耶稣，我们领受了这个新生命。
So when we believe on the Lord, we receive this life.
若是我们在一个正常的环境底下，
So under normal circumstances,
弟兄姊妹，这个生命会带给我们感觉。
This life will give us feeling.
会有引导, 会有交通,
it will guide us, it will fellowship with us.
并且这个生命在我们身上呢, 它会有不断新的经历显出它的成长来。
And this life will cause us to have new experiences when it will cause us to grow.
我今天早晨呢, 关于这一方面, 我用保罗的交通来和弟兄姊妹分享。
This morning I'd like to use Paul's sharings to share with brothers and sisters.
我们看见保罗他写罗马书, 把一个人从爱慕救恩或者感觉需要救恩开始讲起。
So in Romans, Paul describes how it starts from when someone needs salvation.
在罗马书第1章第18节开始，一直到第3章第20节。
So from Romans chapter 1 verse 18 through Romans chapter 3 verse 20,
保罗把全世界的人都包含在那短短的一段讲论的里面。
Paul encompasses the entire world into this section.
他最后做结论，他说呢，凡有血气的，没有一个人因为行为律法 行律法能够在神面前称义的。
And he concludes, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified.
他说，因为律法本是叫人知罪而已。
Because he says the law makes people acknowledge sin.
当一个人感觉到他想要靠近神，而他感觉到自己有罪。
When people want to draw near to God and they realize I have sinned.
他没有办法满足神的要求的时候。
That they cannot fulfill the righteous demands of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那是一件非常有福的事情。
Brothers and sisters, that is actually a blessed thing.
我们知道在16世纪的时候，马丁路德在这一方面有非常深刻的经历。
We know that in the 16th century, Martin Luther had this experience.
他非常盼望想要经历神，认识神。
He really wants to experience God to know God.
但是呢，他越是想要凭着自己的行为或者他的努力来讨神的喜悦。
But every time he tries to draw near to God by his own means,
他里面就感觉到非常的痛苦，并且被定罪。
He suffered inside and he felt he was being condemned.
毫无平安。
He had no peace.
但是他仍然不放弃，仍然想要好好的来满足神的要求。
But he wouldn't give up and he constantly strove to.
所以他到修道院里面去做修士。
So he became a, he went in the cloister.
他去进食，他苦待己身，他通宵祷告，都没有办法得平安。
He isolated himself, he prayed, he fasted, but he didn't gain any peace.
有人告诉他说，如果你去朝圣了，到罗马去爬那个圣彼得教堂的那个梯子，就是主耶稣在耶路撒冷被审判的厅前面的，他们称作比拉多梯，你就会得着神的悦纳。
Then someone told him, "Hey, if you go as a pilgrim to Rome and you climb the stairs over there where it was called Pilate's stairs where Jesus walked on, then maybe you can have some peace."
他真的这样行了。
And so he went and he did that.
你看他真是虔诚啊。
And he was very pious.
他到了那里，他是跪着爬上去，亲吻那个梯阶，一路祷告上去，到了上面没有得着平安。
So he went there, he knelt on each step, he kissed each step, he prayed, and he went to the top.
他反而看见人宗教的败坏。
But he didn't gain peace, instead he saw the corruption of religion.
所以他非常的灰心呢。
So he's very depressed.
回到德国他的修道院里面去。
And so he returned back to Germany.
他跟他的院长请教，他说我仍然没有得着平安。
And he said to his supervisor, his father, I have no peace.
他问他那个得救得生命的路在哪里。
He asked, where is the path to salvation?
那个院长告诉他说，我也不清楚，但是你可以到主耶稣的面前好好读读圣经看看。
His father said, I'm not clear of the path either, but you can go before the Lord and read his word.
他读到罗马书第三章第二十一节。
So he read Romans chapter 3 verse 21.
他说，但如今神的义在律法以外已经再显明一次了。
It says there, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested.
他读到这里啊，他非常的丧气。
When he read this, he was very depressed.
他说，在律法里面神的义显出来，我已经痛苦不堪了。
He said, within the law, I'm already in deep pain.
现在在律法之外呢，再显出来一次啊，那我不知道被双重的定罪更可怕。
But he said, now without the law, I'm also being condemned. That is even worse.
所以他就把圣经合起来。
And so he just closed the Bible.
有几天非常的痛苦。
And for a few days, he was very depressed.
但当他安静的时候。
But when he quieted himself.
里面有声音告诉他说，你再读下去。
But a voice said to him, take and read.
他终于鼓起勇气再读了，读到第三章二十二节。
And so he had the courage, he read Romans 3 verse 22.
他说就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人。
It says the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ to all.
他读了，他说我有没有看错，是加给一切相信的人。
And he said, did I read wrong? This is to all who believe.
神的义不是要我去做成的，而是他加给我的。
God's righteousness is not for me to do, but it's for him to give to me.
忽然之间神的光照在他里面。
At that moment, God's light shone on him.
他看见了恩典。
And he saw God's grace.
他得救了。
And he became saved.
得着了生命。
And he received his life.
何等样的喜乐。
How joyful
he became. 何等样的平安。
how much peace,
何等样的自由,
and how much freedom.
弟兄姊妹, 这个是生命经历里面的最初步。
Brothers and sisters, this is the beginning point of this new life.
我们在耶稣基督里面得着了神的义加在我们的身上。
In Christ Jesus, we have His righteousness imparted to us.
弟兄姊妹, 很多时候若是我们一个人向神认真了,
Brothers and sisters, if we are diligent towards God,
若是我们不认识耶稣基督并他做成的救恩,
but if we don't acknowledge what Jesus Christ did for us,
我们越对神认真, 我们就越痛苦。
The more fervent we are, the more we suffer.
我们越对神认真, 我们里面被定罪的感觉就越深。
The more we are fervent, the more condemned we feel.
我不晓得我们在座弟兄姊妹, 你有没有经过这个阶段?
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you've experienced this.
我从小, 我9岁听见福音, 但是我不明白福音, 我只知道信耶稣很宝贵。
At the age of 9, I heard the gospel, and I didn't believe. I just thought it's pretty precious.
所以我有很长一段日子, 我觉得做信耶稣就是要做好人。
And for a long time, I thought believing on Jesus means being a good person.
要做好学生, 要做好孩子。
To be a good student, be a good kid.
我做不到。
But in reality, I couldn't do it.
所以我就常常被定罪。
And so I was condemned many times.
定罪到一个地步, 有一天我跟自己, 跟主说啊, 主啊, 我做不到了, 我要跟你说再见了, 我信不下去了。
And so to a point, I said to God, I have to say bye, I really can't do it.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们需要认识这个生命, 我们需要被真理来引导。
Brothers and sisters, in order to understand this life, we must be guided by this new life.
我们看见使徒保罗讲到他自己的经历。
Brothers and sisters, Paul describes his own experience.
在他不认识基督以前,
when he did not understand Christ,
他是一个爱神的人。
He was someone who loved God.
但是照着律法, 他自己的观念来爱神。
But he loved God according to law, according to his own method.
他爱神呢, 反而抵挡了耶稣基督。
He loved God, and so he resisted Jesus.
他迫害了教会。
And he was persecuted.
他以为他是在侍奉神。
He thought he was worshiping God.
实际上他是在得罪神。
But instead he was actually,
他以为他自己是一个很公义的人。
He thought he was righteous.
但是那一天在大马色的门口, 复活的基督向他显现。
But on the road to Damascus, the resurrected Lord appeared to him.
他整个人扑倒在地。
And he fell to the ground.
告诉我们说他以往一切, 他自己认为可以在神面前称义的, 通通都崩溃了。
And he realized all that he could declare righteous before God in the past was not there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这是我们的生命经历里面另外一方面。
Brothers and sisters, this is another aspect of this new life.
好, 有的人呢, 是, 像马丁路德那样被定罪得很厉害。
Some people like Martin Luther were guilty in their hearts.
有的人呢, 觉得我在神面前呢, 已经比别人更好了。
While others feel that before God they're better than others.
但是都需要启示的亮光。
But both aspects need the
light of God. 都需要生命里面基督的显现。
Both kinds of people need the manifestation of Christ.
以往在神的儿女们中间常常问彼此相问安的时候说问你重生了没有。
So that's why many brothers and sisters, when they greet one another, they first ask, are you born again?
不仅问你重生了没有, 你遇见过你的救主没有?
Not only do they ask, are you born again, but have you met our Lord?
弟兄姊妹, 我在17岁的时候, 我就问我自己, 我遇见过我的救主没有?
So at the age of 17, I asked myself, did I meet the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们, 我们遇见了他, 这个生命在我们里面就显明出来。
Brothers and sisters, when we meet the Lord, His life becomes manifest in us. It's so lively.
那么在这个因信称义的这一个经历的里面,
and when we are declared righteous by faith,
justified by faith,
justified by faith,
这里啊, 我们看见有三个重要的事情,
we see there are three important aspects.
就是神在基督里面, 祂不仅赐生命给我们, 让我们经历祂的救赎,
not only did He give us life to experience His salvation, redemption.
这个救赎是白白的恩典，你不需要做什么事情。
This redemption is freely by His grace. You don't have to do anything.
我们常常认为呢，我今天要做什么事情，神才能悦纳我。
We often think, what must I do for God to hear me?
所以我传福音之后，有时候碰到一些真正的他们要寻求神的人。
So sometimes when I spread the gospel, I meet people who truly are seeking God.
但是他不认识真理。
But they don't know the truth.
他说, 我问他, 你听了福音了, 你愿意信主吗?
So I told him, you heard the gospel, are you willing to believe?
他说, 我信啊, 我信啊。
He said, I believe,
我说你信了主愿意受尽吗? 承认他是你的救主吗?
And I asked, if you believe on the Lord, are you willing to confess him as your Lord and to baptize?
他说, 我还不够资格吧?
He said, I'm not worthy yet.
我问他你要什么资格呢?
He said, I told
他说, 我还抽烟呢?
I asked him, how are you not worthy?
He said, 而且我圣经还没有读过一遍呢?
I didn't read the Bible once yet.
我资格还不到啊。
I'm not there yet.
这告诉我们说，我们不认识救恩是白白的恩典。
Brothers, that tells us that we don't realize that salvation is free.
你什么都不需要做。
You don't have to do anything.
你只要简单的相信。
You just have to believe.
所以第二件事情就是信心。
And so the second part of it is faith.
什么是相信呢? 你照着神的话语来接受，那个叫做相信。
What is faith? It is to believe based on the word of God.
不是照着自己的观念。
It's not according to your own thought. Because before believing, we had different views on how to please God.
我们照着神的话语, 我们来接受, 我们说, 是的, 我承认, 我愿意接受。
According, but if we follow God's word, we can say, according to your word, I believe.
这是恩典里面信心的原则。
This is the value of faith in salvation.
所以保罗告诉我们说, 如果你再加上自己的行为努力去换取那个恩典，那就不是恩典了。So
that's why I said Paul says if you add your works, that's not faith anymore.
那个叫做工价。That's
called wages.
好，弟兄姊妹们，我们今天在主的面前要享受这个生命，我们首先看见，我们借着信心得着恩典。To
enjoy this life, brothers and sisters, we must realize that this comes from faith.
那么第三件事情，在这因信称义的里面。
Now the third aspect of this justification by faith is that we experience the powerful effect of the Lord's blood. Christ's blood just is powerful indeed.
我不晓得我们在座弟兄姊妹，我相信大家在真理上都认识了基督的血。
I trust that brothers and sisters understand the Lord's blood and truth.
但是在实际的经历上面, 我们有没有因着这个血享受神圣的平安?
But I don't know if people have experienced in their lives the peace that comes through our Lord's blood.
因着这个血享受被洗洁净的那个喜乐。
Have you experienced the joy that comes from being washed in the blood?
我因为从小呢, 信了主就在 聚会里面的儿童班，然后青少年这样长大。
I was saved when I was little, and I grew up in Sunday school.
所以这一方面的真理呢，小时候就听见过。
So this doctrinal truth I've already heard before.
但是我没有经历。
But I never experienced it.
我仍然常常被定罪。
I often felt guilty.
而且呢，常常感觉到很痛苦。
And many times I suffered.
每次来聚会唱一些诗歌，当我试着去。 去认真的思想这诗歌所讲的，我就跟主说：“主啊，那不是我的经历。”And
many times when I sang hymns in services, and I felt and I thought about the words, I realized, Lord, that is not what I experienced.
有一首诗歌叫做 Heavenly Sunshine， 不晓得大家有没有会不会唱这个诗歌
？A hymn I knew was Heavenly Sunshine. I don't know if brothers and sisters know.
有一次我到一个弟兄姊妹家，他的女儿女婿啊是音乐家。
One time I went to a brother's house, his daughter and son-in-law were musicians.
那天我才一进去，他们两个把琴都摆好了，他们就开始拉这首诗歌， Heavenly Sunshine, Heavenly Sunshine.
And so when I went in this brother's house, his daughter and son-in-law were playing music and was playing Heavenly Sunshine.
那第二句说, flooding my soul with glory divine.
And the second part of that verse said, flooding my soul with glory divine.
因为我的中文名字叫做博圣祥，英文大家叫我sunshine。 所以他们就推这首歌欢迎我。And
because the transliteration of my Chinese name is sunshine, so they're playing this for me.
几天我还没反应过来，他们两个笑眯眯的拉这首诗歌。
And so I didn't react in time, and so they're just smiling and playing and looking at me.
等我明白，我真是很喜乐。
When I realized that, I was very joyful.
但是我要承认，在我九岁到我十七岁中间这一段日子。
I have to admit, though, from the age of 9 through 17.
我很怕唱这首诗歌。
I was very afraid to sing this.
因为这首诗歌不是我的经历。
Because this was not my experience.
Heavenly sunshine.
Heavenly sunshine.
什么事情, 这是什么意思?
What does this mean?
今天外面出太阳, 我知道,
I know when the sun shines.
但是在我心里面, 有神圣的荣耀出现, 这个是我从来没有, 没有经历过的事情。
But to have God's glorious light in me, this I don't have an experience.
反而我常常觉得我这个人思想很污秽。
But many times I feel my thoughts are very perverted.
我那时候甚至跟我的同伴讲, 我就在外面走路啊, 我外面不跌倒, 我里面已经跌倒。
So I often tell people, you know, when I'm walking, me outwardly I'm not tripping, but inside.
因为我看这个东西，看那个东西是这个邪恶的思想、败坏的思想就进来了。
Because when I see this thing or that thing, some perverse thought might pop up.
那是何等的痛苦！
It was very painful.
你想要讨神的喜悦，但是你的生活却是这个样子。
You want to please God, but your life is like this.
外面别人不觉得你怎么样。
Outwardly, people might not know.
但我自己里面 被定罪的很厉害,
but inwardly, I'm condemned.
所以我请教年长的弟兄姊妹,
so I asked an elderly brother.
他们就告诉我说, 你相不相信主的话?
So they said to me, do you believe in the Lord's word?
主的话说,
he said, the Lord's word says he's faithful.
人若认自己的罪, 神是信实的,
he said, if you're our Lord is faithful and just. And his son's blood will cleanse you of all your unrighteousness.
他就带着我,拉着我的手一起祷告,我就祷告。
And so he held my hands and we prayed together.
祷告完了,我起来,我还是被定罪啊。
But after we prayed, I still felt condemned.
因为我不会用信心。
Because I didn't know how to use faith.
我也不明白宝血是给神看的。
I didn't realize that this precious blood was for the Lord to see.
所以约翰讲到做见证的, 如今有水有血, 还有圣灵。
And that's why John says you have to be washed by water, by blood, and also by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵乃是把水和血的意义, 实际带到你我身上。
The Holy Spirit is to bring the reality of the blood and the water to you.
你光有水的道理, 有血的真理, 但是没有圣灵来实化它, 弟兄姊妹, 我们不过是宗教徒而已。
You can have the doctrine of the water and the truth of the blood, but if you don't have the Spirit to bring a reality, that's just religion.
因为救恩乃是生命,
because salvation
是你可以经历的,
is life. It's something you can
experience. 你可以享受的,
it's something you
can enjoy. 你可以活出来的,
it's something you can live out.
我有很长一段日子的痛苦。
So for a long period of time, I was in suffering.
到17岁那一年, 我带着这个问题到主的跟前。
And so at the age of 17, I brought this problem before the Lord.
主就把我带到他的十字架上。
And the Lord brought me underneath his cross.
那一天真是奇妙。
That day was truly marvelous.
大概5个钟头的时间。
For the span of 5 hours.
主把他自己钉十字架那一幕情景, 活化在我的面前。
The Lord made alive his own crucifixion.
我以为的, 我会被定罪的。
I thought at that time I would be condemned.
但是主早就看透我这个人。
In reality, the Lord already saw through me early on.
我看见主为我成全的救赎。
That day, I truly saw what the Lord had accomplished for me. I received peace.
得着了释放,
and I received freedom.
弟兄姊妹们, 在教会的里面, 若是有人经历这个, 那是何等的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, if someone in the church can experience this, that's such a great joy.
我们来拨饼, 一看见桌上橙色的, 你就不可能不被那个爱摸到。
When you come and break bread and you see Christ's love, it's something that will touch you.
他的血和他的身体分开来。Our
Lord loves us. His body and blood were separated in order to cleanse us.
弟兄姊妹, 这是生命里面的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is the life.
你经历了, 你时刻都取用主耶稣的血。
When you experience this, you can always partake of the Lord's blood.
活在这个神圣的荣耀, 平安和喜乐。
And you can live in this holy and joyous life.
我在教会侍奉, 有弟兄们, 他们带着这个问题来问我。
When I'm serving the church, sometimes brothers and sisters will bring this up.
有一个弟兄, 他告诉我, 他伯弟兄, 我信了耶稣, 但是我不是罪人。
And one brother told me, Brother Bo, I believe that Lord, but I'm not a sinner.
我说, 那谁跟你传的福音啊?
I asked, who?
他们对我太好了, 我不好意思啊, 我就答应去受浸了。
And I felt, the person said, I felt so awkward. So
你光用情感的, 不用真理, 弟兄姊妹们, 人是糊里糊涂的。
So brothers and sisters, if you believe only because of your emotions, that's not true belief.
这个叫做走遍洋海, 牵引人入教, 就叫做他做地狱之子。
This is called having people believe by peer pressure and maybe leading them to hell.
我们讲真理，我们还需要恳求主圣灵来实化在人的心里面。
We have to ask the Holy Spirit to truly cause us to have the truth in people's hearts.
这个弟兄第二个礼拜来聚会，就带了一张照片给我证明他受浸的时候，别人给他照一张相。
And so this brother, the second week, he brought a photo showing how he got baptized.
他站在那个浸池里面啊，愁眉苦脸。整个脸皱起来，很痛苦的样子。
And so,
他说：“就是我站在水里面，那个施浸的人跟我讲，你承不承认你是罪人
？”And so he said, "Oh, his facial expression showed he was in great pain." And he said, "The one who was baptizing me asked, 'Do you admit you're a sinner?'"
他说：“我怎么承认？但是又不能走出去了，只好苦着脸承认一下吧。
”And so he said, "Well, I was already in the pool. I really couldn't say anything else. So he just reluctantly said, 'Yeah, I'm a sinner.'"
我问他，那你现在觉不觉得你是罪人？
And so、
他说还是不觉得。
So I asked him, "So do you think you're a sinner now?" He said, "No."
我说欢迎你来聚会。
I said, "I welcome you to worship."
好好的到主的跟前来。
I like you to come before the Lord.
他这样跟我们聚了大概一年多的会。
And so he gathered with us for around a year.
因为他从小受的教育就是说，没有救主，我们凭自己就可以成功的。他就是这样一个很认真、非常的老实的一个人。
Because he had been raised up in a family where it was taught that you know you had to work hard in order to become saved.
那么第二年，我们在年中十二月三十一号有一个这个守岁的祷告聚会，整半夜的。
So the second year, the middle of the second year, around December 31st, we had an all-night prayer.
我们第一堂呢，就是大家安静到主面前，求圣灵光照鉴察我们，我们去认罪。
And so the first session, we asked the Holy Spirit to enlighten our eyes to show us where we had sinned.
而不要去笼统的说，主啊，我这一年所有亏欠，求你赦免。你要一件一件细的，让圣灵指明。你自己承认。
And you couldn't generalize. You couldn't say, "Oh God, forgive me for all the sins of the past year." You had to name them one by one.
结果我们弟兄啊，他真的很认真，他找一个角落去安静祷告。
And so this brother was very sincere. He went to a corner to pray.
那一堂祷告完，下一堂就是擘饼聚会。
And after this prayer, it was the breaking of bread.
我们是安排他服侍饼杯。
And so we had him serve for the bread and cup.
结果呢，到擘饼聚会的时候啊，他还没有来。
But when we were about to break bread, he didn't appear.
有人就告诉我说，他在楼上一个房间坐在那里。
And a brother told me he's sitting in a room upstairs.
好，我就去找他。
And so I went to look for him.
我简单的问他，我说该下楼了。
I went and said to him, "It's time to go down."
他伯弟兄真是荣耀啊。
And he said to me, "Brother Bo, it's so glorious."
我说什么事情
？I asked what happened.
我刚才认罪的时候，主的血洗净了我一切的。
He said, "When I confess my sins, the Lord's blood has cleansed me of everything." I've tasted it. He said. And he said, "I don't want to speak to anyone." And he said, "I just want to be still before him." And from that day forth, this brother changed completely.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以外面服基督一切的道理和规条。
Brothers and sisters, outwardly we could conform to all the doctrines and manners of Christ.
但是我们没有生命的经历。
But we don't have that life experience.
我们有生活中的活动，没有生命里面的经历。
If we have activities in life and not experiences of life.
但是你遇见了基督。
But when you meet Christ, something new begins.
弟兄姊妹们，这何等的宝贵！
Brothers and sisters, this is so precious.
我现在在服事中，我常常为着这件事为弟兄姊妹祷告。
In service now, I constantly pray for brothers and sisters over this matter.
救恩是从现在开始的。
Salvation begins from now.
不是从现在我知道救恩的道理就开始，乃是主把我引进了这生命的实际。
It's not simply I know the doctrine of salvation, but that the Lord guides us into salvation.
我们明白了，我们经历了，你就发现我天天都需要活在血的洁净底下。
And when you understand and you realize we need to live under this blood daily.
而且这个血不仅洁净我，并且带我到至圣所与他面对面。
Not only will this blood cleanse us, but it will bring us into His presence.
他开始说话态度不一样了。
And this brother, his attitude started to change.
以前说话呢，就是一般人的人，很聪明的人，很成功的人。
In the past when he talked, it was as one who was successful.
但现在他说话的时候，你感觉到他好像在神的面前。
But now when he talked as if he was in the presence of God.
这是进入至圣所的一种的表现。
This was as if he went into the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹，一个人见过神的面，活在神的同在的中间的，他不是他原来那样的行为的。
When someone comes into the presence of God and meets him, he is no longer the same person.
他再不照着外面的环境的刺激，或者他自己的理由来做事情说话，态度变了。
He no longer acts according to the circumstances, according to the stimulus he receives.
弟兄姊妹，这是生命的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is the experience of life.
这是保罗讲到称义的经历。
This is the overcoming that Paul's talking about.
我感谢主，在我十七岁那一年，主把我带进去。
I thank the Lord that He brought me into this when I was 17.
在我二十五岁那一年，主把宝血的功效实化在我的里面。
And at the age of 25, the Lord's precious blood was made clear to me.
我开始活在这个神圣荣耀的同在的里面。
And I was able to live under this holy new life.
这是神给教会，给每一个他的儿女们今天可以享受的祝福。
This is something the Lord has given to each one of us in the church.
弟兄姊妹们，第二个经历。
Brothers and sisters, the second experience.
就我们刚才读到罗马书第五章第十一节开始到第七章的结束。
So、it's from Romans chapter 5 verse 11 to the end of chapter 7.
使徒保罗在这里啊，告诉我们说，我们在我们的里面呢，因着得信耶稣，得着了一个新的生命。
Paul here says that because we believe on the Lord, we have received a new life.
这个新生命的原则是照着神的儿子做人的耶稣基督，他做人的原则。
It's that our Lord Jesus Christ as the Son, He has become the representation.
但是我们原来里面还有一个从亚当传递下来的那个旧的生命。
But we have this old life which was passed down from Adam.
这个亚当的原则是落在呢罪作王的那个生活的原则里面。
And Adam's the old man's principle is that we are living in sin.
所以今天我们呢要脱开亚当所带给我们。亚当的天性所带给我们所有的这些捆绑和难处。
So we have to lay down the restraints of the nature of the old man.
我们要更深的认识基督，并他赐给我们在他里面的生命。
And we have to understand more deeply this new life.
一般人称作这一段的经历叫做成圣的经历。
And this is people call this process sanctification.
好，我们开始，我们有很多的行为。我们的习惯，我们的脾气，在主的面前呢，有了对付。
So our actions, our habits, our tempers, these are being dealt by the Lord.
所以保罗在罗马书第六章里面呢，向那些已经信主一段年日的弟兄姊妹们，重新讲他们受浸的意义。
And so Romans chapter 6, Paul again describes to those who believed on the Lord for a while the essence of baptism.
我们知道，我们听福音、愿意受浸的时候，我们向前看。受浸为我做了什么？
And so we know that when we first believe we see baptism, we say, why am I getting baptized?
等到我们受浸以后，我们要过这个属天的生活的时候，
But after baptism, when we are living the heavenly life,
我们要回头看受浸的意义，我们要进入那个意义的实际里。
We should look back and we should say, what is the essence of baptism?
在这一段的经历里面，我们讲的就是十字架。我们要进入十字架主观的交通和经历的里面。
And it is to understand the experience the fellowship of the cross.
在称义的经历里面呢，我们得着十字架救恩客观的那个果效。
And the justification of us, it is we are understanding the essence of the cross.
就是本来这个罪人该被钉十字架的，但主耶稣代替我。
It is that we are sinners and we are supposed to be nailed on the cross, but the Lord has taken our place.
那么这个罪人得释放了。
So this sinner is made free.
他被称义了。
He is declared righteous.
但是他出去以后呢，他还会犯罪。
But when he goes out, he will still sin.
现在我们要进入十字架主观的经历。
And so we have to enter into the essence of the cross.
所以保罗讲到受浸呢，就是与基督同死。
And so Paul describes that being baptized is to die with Christ.
不仅与他同死，还与他一同埋葬。
It's not only to die with Christ, but to be buried with Christ.
埋葬了以后，起来呢，与他同活， 一举一动让他来管理我们。
And not only to be buried with Christ, but to be resurrected with Christ and to have everyone's action with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等宝贵的救恩！
Brothers and sisters, this is a precious salvation.
要是我们认识了，在我们生活里面呢，我们向自己死就很容易了。
But if we understand this, brothers and sisters, our life will be changed dramatically.
We can die to ourselves easily.
We can die to ourselves easily.
我们不需要呢，去钉自己十字架，钉死自己，我们不可能的。
We can't nail ourselves to the cross. It's impossible.
但是我们在基督的救恩受尽的意义里面呢，我就可以向自己死了。
But in through the salvation, through this baptism, we can die to ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，这一层的经历非常的重要，也非常的宝贵。
This level of experience is very important and is very precious.
今天很多神的儿女们呢，真的是很认真的盼望过一个讨神喜悦、圣洁的生活。
We know many brothers and sisters truly desire to live this righteous life.
但是我们用自己的意志、用自己的行为，却不知道怎样取用基督的救恩。
But if we use our own will and our own action, we do not know how to partake of this salvation.
所以当基督徒这样追求一段以后，有的人就得了胃溃疡啊，得了神经衰弱啊这种的。
And so some,
官能症状。
So some people when they try to pursue this, they develop ulcers, they develop nervous states that are shaky.
或者have ulcer.
Yeah, they have ulcers.
弟兄姊妹们，那我们告诉我们说，我们是压抑自己，想要做一个在神面前圣洁的人。
So what we do is we try to suppress ourselves in order to become righteous before God.
主的救恩告诉我们说不需要这样。
The Lord's salvation says we do not need to do this.
保罗提醒那些受已经信主有一段年日的弟兄姊妹，你要回到你受浸的意义里面。
And so Paul here says that after you believe on the Lord, you have to return back to the essence of baptism.
你要看见你受浸的那一天，你已经与基督同死。
You have to realize that
那是一个事实。
That the day that you got baptized, you are buried with Christ.
我在教会侍奉中啊，有时候有弟兄们会跟我交通一点他们身上的软弱。
Sometimes when I'm serving in the church, brothers and sisters would share with me their weaknesses in the flesh.
我们相信我们每一个人都有这样的不同的软弱。
I believe that each one of us has a different weakness in the flesh.
我们盼望能够胜过它。
And we often want to triumph
over it. 用各种的方法胜不过。
We use different means and methods.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要认识救恩。
Brothers and sisters, we must understand salvation.
在生命里面来经历救恩。
And in this new life to experience that.
有一位弟兄啊，他十岁就开始抽烟。
One brother, he started to smoke when he was 10.
那么他跟我交通的时候，他已经快要40岁了。
And when he shared this with me, he was already around 40.
他戒烟多次。
He tried to quit smoking many times.
戒不掉。
He was unable.
到了有那个时候，他跟我交通的时候，他自己害怕，因为每天早上起来咳嗽啊，里面都有血丝。
And he was very afraid, he told me, because when he woke up every morning and coughed, there was blood in his phlegm.
他说我怎么办？
He said, what should I do?
我就带他读罗马书第六章。
And so I let him reading Rome chapter 6.
读一遍，再读一遍。
He read once and again.
我问他，你相不相信呢？你是死了，与基督同死，你才去受浸埋葬。
I asked him, do you believe that you died with our Lord and that when you died, you were buried with him?
他说我怎么死了呢？
He asked, how did I die?
我说因为你相信耶稣死，把你带到死地去。
Because I said, because you believe the Lord died for you and brought you with him in death.
他说好，那我相信。
He said, okay,
那你怎么样呢？
He said, then what about it?
我说那你好好去祷告。
I said,
我说如果你那个抽烟的那个人已经死掉了，现在别人来敬个烟给你，他会不会拿伸手来拿呢？
And I asked him, imagine yourself if your smoking self is dead, when someone extends to you a smoke, would you take it?
事实上我那时候服侍青少年，我就带他们去参加葬礼。
And I was serving the youth at that time, and I had led them to go to a funeral.
我刚刚讲你带一瓶那个人喜欢喝的酒，说我敬你一杯酒。
And,
他会不会拿伸出手来？他说 ：“That would be really freaky， 很可怕的。”
He said, "If I brought a bottle of wine to the cemetery, and I extended it to the dead person, would that person reach out a hand to grab it?"
那表示他还没死，对不对？
It would be pretty freaky.
但是
that means they
耶稣基督死了是一件确定的事情。
But we know Christ dead and this died, and this is the truth.
他死的时候已经把我们摆在他里面，因为我们受浸是归入他的死。
And we know that when Christ died, He brought us with Him into death because we are baptized into Him.
弟兄啊，我们交通完了，他说好，我回去再好好读，我好好祷告。
And so this brother, when he had prayed with me, said, "All right, I'll go back home and I'll pray about it and think about it."
过了一个多月，有一天早上他给我打电话。
After months, one morning he prayed to me. He called me.
他说脱落了。
He said,
什么事情？
He said, "I'm free." He said, "What?"
他说这个烟瘾脱落了。
He said, "I'm free of this smoke."
他说我祷告了。
He said, "I prayed."
主啊，今天在我里面一举一动是有新生命的样式。
He said, "I'm now walking in newness of life."
他说主，你要让我认识他。
He said, "The Lord caused me to know Him."
他说今天早上起来，我很习惯的眼睛还没张开就摸床头柜的那一包烟。
He said, "I usually when I wake up, I reach first thing for that pack of cigarettes."
他就拿一根呢，要点。
And so I grabbed one and I took one out and I was about to light it.
一点呢，抽一口，呛得不得了。他说从来没有这种经历。
And he said, "Today when I took a smoke, I just choked." Never happened before.
他把那根烟吸了，还放在口袋里面做证据，再也不抽了。
And so he kept this piece of cigarette in his pocket and he's never smoked since. Because the resurrected life appeared to him.
弟兄姊妹们，这是在基督徒生活中可以经历的。
Brothers and sisters, this is something we can experience in our Christian life.
我现在住的地方院子里面有一棵叫做 white oak.
In my yard, in my house, there's a tree called white oak.
这棵树很有意思，每年到了秋天叶子就变红了。
Every autumn, this tree would have red leaves.
到了冬天呢，叶子都干透了。
And in winter, these leaves dry out.
不管吹多大的风，那个干掉的叶子一个都不掉，一片都不掉。
But this tree, in winter, even through heavy winds,
the leaves don't fall. 你去摇它也不掉。
You shake the tree, the leaves don't fall. 但
是每年到了四月初。
But every year around the beginning of April.
日子阳光开始变长的时候。
And when daylight starts to become longer.
你的芽一冒出来。叶子全部掉，一叶之间全部掉到地上，所以我一年要扫好几次院子。
And so the buds of the tree start to come out, then the leaves all fall, and so I have to sweep, rake the leaves several times a year.
神用这棵树来向我们说明基督徒的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this tree represents our Christian life.
在你我身上有一些东西，坏习惯、坏脾气、坏的思想，啊，还有一些的这各种的不好的东西。在我们身上就好像那个树叶干掉但它就是不掉。
Many times in our life, we have things like this, like this tree's leaves. We have bad tempers, bad habits, bad actions. They just don't fall off.
但是什么时候我们来到主的跟前，当圣灵把这个生命满意在我们里面，它就掉了。
But when we come into the presence of God and God gives us this new life which grows in us, then these leaves will fall.
那个叫做十字架主观的经历，你愿意与主同死。
That is the essence of the cross, that you're willing to die with our Lord.
我们知道主做成的是把你我都已经带到他的死地了。
What the Lord has accomplished is brought us into his death.
但是主从来不勉强我们与他同死。
But no, our Lord never forces us to die with him.
你必须要在自己里面跟主说，主啊，我真是苦啊，我巴不得我能够脱开这个。
You have to say in your heart, "I am so in suffering. I really want to be rid of this."
你读圣经，你说主，我相信。
And you read the Bible and you say, "Lord, I believe."
圣灵就来实化这件事。
And the Holy Spirit will make real this.
复活的生命就在我们里面显出来。
Brothers and sisters, this resurrection life is made manifest in us.
人要感觉这个人又不一样了。
And people can say, "Hey, this person seems different."
弟兄姊妹，在这一段的经历里面，我们发现在自己身上有两个大难处。
And we see two difficulties in this.
第一个难处就是我的身体是一个犯罪的身体。
The first difficulty is that our body is one of constant sin.
那罪虽然在我们身上，如果身体不去动了，它也不能动，对不对？
If sin is in us and it doesn't want our body to move, can it move?
但是我们身体有欲望了，罪啊，一挑动这个欲望，身体就跟着去做了。
If our bodies have certain desires and sin stirs it up, we go and do it.
所以十字架的死是把这个犯罪的身体带到死地了。
And so what this cross does, it brings this body of desires and causes it to die.
在基督徒的经历里面，这个许多人都有真实的经历。
In lives of Christians, many have experiences for real.
有的人呢，犯罪的身体在他的嘴巴上面讲话呢，很厉害。
Sometimes people sin through their mouths. They speak very sharp words.
有的人呢, 在他的脾气上面, 啊, 莫名其妙就发起脾气来。
Some people manifest it through their tempers. They suddenly become angry.
有的人还有各式各样的。
And other people have different kinds.
有一次我来东岸聚会,
one time I went to the East Coast.
有一个弟兄啊, 他因为在加拿大工作, 我就陪他去他工作的地方看看。
And so I met a brother once who was working in Canada, so I went with him up there.
在路上他就跟我交通, 他身体有一个软弱,
and so when we were driving up, he shared with me a weakness of his body.
他用了很多年的时间都没有过去。
And he tried to change it for many years.
他问我怎么办。
And he asked me, what can I do?
我就带他读罗马书第六章，也带他读第八章。
So I let him read in Romans chapter 8,
然后我们,
6 and verse 8.
几天相聚就分手了。
So after a few days, after we met, we separated.
过了3个月,
after 3 months,
有一天他打电话给我,
one day he suddenly called me.
他说伯弟兄过去了, 释放了。
He said, Brother Bo, I'm free, it's past.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个是生命的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is the experience of life.
我们活在生命的里面。
We are living in this life.
那些东西在我们里面就, 这些事情在我们身上它就脱落了。
And when we are living in his life, these things can go and pass.
第二个在我们身上的难处,
the second difficulty in our life
就是我们的肉体,
is that our flesh.
啊, 保罗称这个肉体叫做取死的身体,
it says the body of death.
啊, 刚才那个罪的身体, 保罗称它叫做旧人, 老人。
So the old man is actually called the body of sin.
啊, 这个取死的身体啊, 在罗马书第七章里面, 保罗称它叫做肉体, 在另外一个名称就是我。
And so in chapter 7 of Romans, Paul calls this the body of death, or this me.
这个我用今天英文大家比较懂的那个字, 就直接希腊文借过来的字, 叫做ego。
And so this word actually in Greek, and it's been brought over into the modern language, is called our ego.
你知道今天在英语世界里面, 你跟一个人讲说, 他的ego很大, 这不是好话。
And we know that in English language, if we say someone has great ego, that's not a good thing to say. That means that person's self.
到哪里都感觉别人都看不起我，这个叫自我很大。
And so when that person goes around, he feels that no one can compare to him. That's his great ego.
做了一点什么事情，怎么还没有人称赞我？这个叫自我很大。
And when you do something, you say, "Why is no one praising me?"
保罗又感觉这个东西在他身上很痛苦，叫他。
And so when Paul sees this, he has this great torment in him.
所以有一次我到一个地方，有个弟兄跟我讲，我因为我现在啊，动也不是，坐也不是，总是觉得我的自我跑出来。And
one time I went somewhere for a gathering, and a brother said to me, "Brother Bo, I'm always feeling my ego is always stirring up wherever I go."
我说弟兄，感谢主，你成长了，你在开始感觉你里面有自我。
And I said, "Brother, you have grown. You realize that you actually have."
你觉得你需要被拯救出来。
And you realize that you need to be rescued from that.
弟兄姊妹，这都是借着基督的钉十字架。
This is all through the work of the cross.
把我们从这些释放出来。
And that is what can deliver us from it.
你知道保罗在这一方面的挣扎，真是非常的深刻。
We know that Paul's struggle with this was very marvelous.
所以罗马书第七章里面，他在那里叹息祷告，他说：“我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离？” 这个取死的身体呢?
And so in chapter 7 he says, "I'm in such pain. Who shall rescue me from the body of this death?"
他说呢，我当我想要遵循神旨意的时候，就发现有恶与我同在。
He said, "When I want to do good, sin is right there with me."
弟兄姊妹，这些都是生命里面的经历。
This is all the experiences of life.
如果我们今天只活在道理，活在疑问的里面。
If we only look at doctrine and at text,
这些话。 就成为一些的，只是一些的教条而已。
And this is only just some phrases that we can learn.
保罗在这里交通的是他自己亲身走过的经历。
But what Paul shared here is what he personally experienced.
在这个经历里面，他得释放了，就他学会了开始不是注视自己，他注视基督了。
And so Paul, what he learns here is not to focus on himself but on Christ.
这样子他就进入了第三层的经历。
And so he comes into the third level of experience.
就罗马书第八章, 那些在基督耶稣里的人呢，就不被定罪了。
Which is in Romans 8, which is that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
因为生命圣灵的律啊，在基督里面释放了他。
For the law of the Spirit of Christ, life in Christ Jesus makes us free from the law of sin.
保罗开始感觉呢，有人讲在罗马书第八章。 他讲到灵的时候。
So some people feel that when Paul speaks of the Spirit in Romans 8,
翻译的人很难去用大写的 S 啊，还是用小写的 S。
The people over there had translated had difficulty translating as a big S or a little S.
因为好像又是保罗他自己那个人的灵。
Because sometimes it feels like it's the spirit of man.
但是你读读了，又不是保罗他自己一个人，乃是圣灵在他的里面。
But sometimes when you read, you begin to feel maybe it's the Holy Spirit who's working.
弟兄姊妹，这就是那个生命在我们的。
Sisters, this is His life.
他先显在我们的灵里面，因为生命圣灵已经住在里面。
It's first manifested in our spirit because our spirit is the group that it's our life attends to.
那就是主耶稣在我们的里面。
That is our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，是何等的宝贵！
Brothers, sisters, this is so precious.
从灵里面，我们开始与神交通。
In the spirit, we have this fellowship.
我们开始看见主。
We see the Lord.
我们开始听见主。
We hear the Lord.
我们活在圣灵的带领的里面。
And we live under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以他说呢，我们就不跟从肉体了。
It says we no longer live after the flesh.
谁从灵在地上生活？
But instead we live after the spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这个对我们基督徒来讲啊，是生命经历里面，这不一定要等到你信主很多年才开始的。
Brothers and sisters, you do not have to live long in the spirit to experience this.
其实我们蒙恩得救就有这种经历。
When we believe on the Lord, we should already have this.
只是还不稳定，不老练。
It's not something very stable.
所以这个三层的经历啊，我们并不能把它刻板的划分，说你现在这一层还没有到那一层，不是的。
We can't limit people and say, okay, you're on this level, you haven't reached this level yet.
好，我们每一个人蒙恩得救，其实圣灵已经住在我们里面。有的人就开始顺服，他就会去认错，会去顺服。
And so for certain people, they already reach certain levels already. They will confess their sins, they will acknowledge it.
但是他还是会遇见前面讲到那个肉体的挣扎的。
But at the same time, they will still experience struggles in the flesh.
当我们进到在灵里面跟随基督的时候。
But when we experience in the spirit meeting Christ.
我们得着的是在灵里面的自由和释放。
What we experience is freedom in the spirit.
并且呢，我们也跟随灵呢，对付我们身体的那些恶行。
And through the spirit, we can deal with the malforms in the flesh.
我在教会生活里面呢，常常碰见有这很美好的见证。
In the church, I often come across very beautiful testimonies.
特别在姊妹们中间呢，有时候碰到这个。
Especially among the sisters.
姊妹们呢，碰到一起都讲话是非常热烈的。
And we know that when sisters speak, they their words are very sharp.
谈起事情来啊，这个话题很多的，声音又大。
And oftentimes when they talk about family matters, their voices are loud.
我有时候因为服侍啊，每个礼拜四我们有一个在关心教会侍奉弟兄姊妹一起祷告。
So sometimes for service we have on Thursday a prayer time for those who are concerned with the church.
有两位姊妹跟我一起 carpool.
And so two sisters would carpool.
我开车，他们坐在后面，我就听他们两个后面哇讲的这个声音又大又热烈。
And so I would drive these two sisters. They sit in the back, and I would hear them just loudly talk, and it was very animated.
东家长西家短，这个是那个是，讲的好高兴。
And they are very happy when they're talking about all these things.
就是讲到一半，他们正热，忽然两个都没声音了。
And then sometimes they will be so angry, and suddenly there's nothing going on.
怎么了？你们怎么搞的？
So I asked them, "What's going on? Are you guys okay?" And they're just quiet. They wouldn't talk anymore.
下车的时候说刚才。主在我里面说不要再说了。
And so when I got the car, the Spirit told me, "Don't ask anymore."
弟兄姊妹，这个是生命的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is experience of the life.
你这样子会认识主。
Through it, you understand the Lord.
这样子你会经历主。
Through it, you experience the Lord.
如果我们呢一直活在外面的人的情绪、感觉、环境的里面，主就隐藏他的自己。
If we always live under the flesh, under our own experiences, under our emotions, we can't experience the Lord.
我相信在这里啊 ，New Walk 这里，很多弟兄姊妹现在都开始学习随灵而行。
I trust many brothers and sisters here in New Walk are learning to follow the Spirit.
在这个经历里面呢，我们就开始学习与基督一同受苦。
And in this experience, we can learn to follow the Lord.
有些苦难呢，是因为我们犯罪，我们吃那个罪的结果。
To suffer with them. Some of our sufferings are from our own experience because of our own faults.
有些苦难呢，是因为我们的个性， 我们为自己的个性受苦。比如说，有的人是完美主义。
Sometimes people suffer because of their own nature. For example, to have a perfectionist.
啊，你知道一个完美主义人是一个受苦的人。因为什么事情都不满意啊。
Someone who's a perfectionist will suffer a lot because everything's not perfect.
像我们平时到什么地方倒头就睡了，完美主义的这个船不对，睡不着觉。受苦，对不对？
So certain people when they travel, they're like, oh, some will just go to sleep, but the perfectionist say, oh, this is not right.
不光是床啊，人家这个床单的布料不对他的，他就睡不着觉。
And they'll say, oh, this cloth is not right either, so they can't sleep.
所以很多人为着自己的性格受苦，这些都没价值。
And so certain people suffer because of their nature, and that's not of value.
一点意义都没有。
There is no value.
但一个随灵而行的人，有人会，你行了善，他误会你，这个叫做。为基督受苦。
But some people suffer because of the Spirit. They do something that's right, and they suffer for it. And the Lord says that is right.
你遵循神的旨意，别人反而骂你，而你不说话，这个叫做为主受苦。
If you do what's right, and others yell you for it, and you don't respond, that's suffering for righteousness.
这个在我们里面，你要看见主的荣耀。
And in it, you can see the glory of God.
这是生命的经历。
This is the experience of life.
弟兄姊妹们，这些才叫我们长大。
And this is what causes us to grow.
不是我们知识增加了，我们就长大。
It's not that our knowledge increases that causes us to grow.
而是你在生命里面与主有了亲密的关系。
But it's that in life you have close experience with God.
在生命里面，我们与主有直接的交通。
It's that in our lives we have a true and direct relation with God.
在生活生命里面，我们有故事，是他的故事。
And that in our lives we have a story, and that is the story of God.
所以英文讲到历史啊，
so、
叫做 history。
That's why in English when we speak of history, it's history.
他的故事。
It is his story.
弟兄姊妹，你如果中人生中啊没有与基督之间的故事、啊，你人生还没开始，还没历史。
If you don't have the story of Christ in you, then that's their history has not started yet.
啊，我们认识了救恩，才发现救我恩典何等宝贵。
When we realize the salvation, we will realize how precious it is.
像刚才我们波饼聚会有一首诗歌，有一天我们银链折断，那指着我们离开肉身的帐篷。
And in the hymn we sang before, it talked about the veil being broken. It,
what 我要见他的面。
Is that
我见主面的时候，对不起。
Yeah, is that we will leave our earthly bodies and we will see him.
我有没有发现呢？我有他的恩典，我要诉说。
And he said, "We will speak of his grace."
弟兄姊妹，这个是生命的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is the experience of life.
我巴不得看见在教会里面呢，每一个弟兄姊妹都是活的，都这样子认识他里面的主。
I would that all the brothers and sisters in the church have this new life experience.
并且我们知道，这坐在我里面坐宝座的主，就是在天上得荣耀的基督。
And that we will know that this God who lives on the throne in our hearts is the one who lives on high.
这是我们一生的经历。
This is an experience of our entire life.
这因信称义的经历，因信成圣的经历，随灵而行得荣耀的经历，是循环的。
This justification, sanctification, glorification, it's a process.
在我们身上，每一个阶段我们都经历了。
In every aspect of our life, we are experiencing this.
啊，这是何等的奇妙！
This is so marvelous.
在英国有一位爱主的使女，丁路易师母。
And there was a sister in England called Sister
Jessie Penn Lewis.
Jessie Penn Lewis.
在她临终的时候
，in her later years，
那些姊妹们服侍她，她选了一首诗歌，请她们唱。
And there are some sisters who were serving her, and she asked them to sing a hymn.
唱主耶稣宝血的诗歌。
It sang of the precious blood of Jesus.
唱了几遍以后啊，那姊妹们想换一首诗吧。
And so after singing it for a few times, the sisters.
因为师母已经弥留了，都没有力气说话了。
The sisters thought maybe we should change the hymn because Jesse already was.
因为那宝血诗歌就是有一血泉流自加略，这 William Cooper 写的诗歌。
It was a hymn by William Cooper about there is a precious fount of blood.
他们呢，换了另外一首诗歌。哎，没想到这个宾路师母把眼睛张开，悠悠的说哈，请你们不要把。神所用的兵器换掉。
And so they changed the hymn, and then Jesse opened her eyes and said, "Please don't change the weaponry that God has provided."
他要去见主面的时候，他觉得只有借着宝血，他才能穿上义袍。
And so she felt when she went to see the Lord that she had to wear this robe of righteousness.
弟兄姊妹, 这都是生命里面的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is all experience of life.
这是他和主之间的故事。
This is the story between her and God.
你跟主之间有越多的故事, 别人就看见这个人身上越多像基督。
And when the more stories you have, the more people can see Christ.
那是何等奇妙的生活。
That's such a marvelous life.
我从17岁被主带进来。
I was brought in by Christ in
the 17th.
And I feel so precious. And I feel so blessed today.
我的时间呢，我要快快的讲。
And my time is running short. Brother told me I can speak until 1.
我实在为着New旺弟兄姊妹感谢主。
I truly thank the Lord for you, brothers and sisters.
这个实在爱慕主的话语。
That you truly love the Lord's word.
那我简单的讲，约翰。 他讲到生命的三个阶段的表现。
I will share briefly about how John treats the three aspects of life.
我不去读约翰一书了。
I'm not going to read 1 John.
我们熟悉圣经的弟兄姊妹都知道，约翰讲到了在生命的成长的过程中呢，有小孩子，有少年人，有父老。
We know that in the three aspects of life, there is the life as a child, life as a young
young man,
and life as an adult.
As a father. 一个 elder.
An elder.
弟兄姊妹们，今天若是我们越多在生命里面去经历主耶稣和他的救恩。
If we experience our Lord Jesus and his salvation,
这个生命在我们身上自然它就有一种成长的光景，不需要我们外面做的。
Naturally, in our lives, there should be a growth. It doesn't need us to do anything.
今天很多人呢，是到了主日啊，来聚会，我们就穿上一副宗教的外衣啊，我们做给别人看，我很虔诚，是需要的。So
many times when we come to church, we wear this outward garb of religiosity, and
如果我们是摸到生命的话。 它是非常自然的。
If we want to experience life, it's something very natural.
所以有一次我到澳洲去，碰见一些讲英语的弟兄姊妹。
And so when I went to
Australia.
Australia, and I met some English speaking brothers.
他们讲了一句话，很有，我觉得非常好。
And they said something which was very good.
他们一个人属灵啊，应该是自然的。
To be spiritual is to be natural.
Yeah, natural. 然后他说，唯有你自然的时候，你才真的是属灵。
When you're natural, that's when you're spiritual.
我们不需要天天想到我是不是今天表现得很属灵，那就不属灵了。If
you start thinking about whether or not am I acting spiritual, then you're not being spiritual.
在教会生活，如果那个样子哈，我们就感觉死亡就进来了。If
you act one way when you're in church, then death comes in.
枯干就进来了。败坏就进来了。Withering
comes in and depravity comes in.
我们应该是很自然的。
We should be very natural.
但是我们年轻的时候，因为没有这些真理啊，我们不知道，所以有时候我们很努力啊，变得就是很紧张。So
when we're young, oftentimes we don't think like this, and so we become very nervous.
生命属灵生命的成长，这新生命成长，就好像我们肉身生命的成长一样。And
so our preparations in life should be like our preparations.
约翰告诉我们说，有小孩子。So
John says there's a young child.
小孩子就。 是领受和依靠就好了。And
so the young child, they just have to accept and to follow.
我不晓得在座弟兄姊妹，你家的三岁孩子，你有没有叫他去？你去 win the bread for the family.
I don't know if you have a 3-year-old in your family. You would tell him, okay, go work and earn money for the family.
你只需要呢，在家里面依靠父母就好了。Now
at that stage, you just have to stay home and rely on your parents.
所以小孩子他开始认识神做他的父亲。
And so the child at this point would just acknowledge God as his father.
享受父的爱,
and to partake of his father's love.
借着主的名呢，已经得着了赦免。
And know that his sins have been forgiven by the Father.
在神的家里面享受平安、喜乐和恩典。
And to partake of that love from the
Father's house. 我在讲这一段呢，特别主要我们学领受和依靠的功课。
The Lord wants us to learn the process of reliance and acknowledgement.
所以我们什么事情都可以借着祷告到主的面前。So
at this stage, we can just bring everything in prayer to the Lord.
我们需要有这一段活在父的爱的生活里面。We
need to have this stage of living under the Father's love.
然后接下来他长到一个地步，就是少年人。The
next stage is that of the young man.
这一个阶段呢，他会有一个经历，就胜了那个恶者。
That will include overcoming the enemy.
换句话说, 他的生命是刚强的,
that is, his life is strong. And that spiritual appetite is strong.
他说呢,
he said, the Lord's word is dwelling in you.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 若是我们开始对主的话语有胃口了，这是一个生命成长的一个记号。
A marker of this is that we have an appetite for the Lord's Word.
不仅我们喜欢读主的话,
not only do we like to read the Lord's Word,
而且把主的话存在心里面,
but that we keep the Lord's Word in our hearts.
因为我们会有一点经历, 我们可能用我们记性, 有的人记性很好, 把圣经都背住了,
so different people have different experiences. Some can memorize very well,
但是, 从来不会用,
but they never know how to use it.
有的人呢, 他是很认真的要记,
and some people, they want to memorize it so much, but they forget. Some people tell me, Brother Bo, I read the scriptures in the morning, and by noontime, I forget it. I told them, don't worry about it.
如果你读的时候,你告诉主说,主啊,
if you say, Lord, I'm trying to draw near to you with my heart,
你忘记了没有关系,
it doesn't matter if you physically forget, but the Spirit in you will not forget.
等到你需要的时候,圣灵就会告诉你,
when you need it, the Spirit will allow you to remember.
弟兄姊妹,每一个基督徒应该都有几次,很多次啊,这样的经验,在环境中, 你不知道哪一节圣经能帮助你，圣灵说一句话，你就得帮助。And
I'm sure you might have this experience when you're in a difficult circumstance, you don't know what to do. The Spirit will give you a word.
你就胜过了那个恶者。And
you are able to triumph over that.
你知道今天仇敌像吼叫的狮子，用恐吓、用引诱、用各种的方法来掳掠神的儿女。We
know that the tempter Satan is like a roaring lion. He's roaring. He is tempting. He's using all methods to draw us away from God.
我知道一个年轻人。
I know a young person.
他从远东到美国来读书,
he went from the Far East to America.
在远东啊,是在一个被保护干净的环境里面,
in the Far East, he was in a protected environment.
到了这里来读书啊, 什么东西都有, 他的同学把那些色情的东西就塞在他的办公桌里面, 说你要学学美国文化。
And so when he came to America, there was his friends brought him all these secular things, these temptations.
你知道他这一看呢,整个人就心思就
and so they said he has to learn America's culture, and so he was perverted, and he was shackled by these things. He wanted to become free, but he had no power.
就过一种这个隐藏并且羞耻的生活.
And so he lived a hidden life and a shameful life.
有一天他写信给他的同学.
And so one day he wrote a letter back to his friend, his classmate.
他为了他这个软弱很难过.
He was very sad over his weaknesses.
他就去引用圣经跟他的大学同学讲到这个经验.
And so he used scriptures to describe this to his college friends.
圣经里面的这个传道书说啊，这眼看看不饱，耳听呢听不也听不完，听不饱.
It was in Ecclesiastes. It says
都是虚空.
All is vanity. The eye is never satisfied. The ear has never heard enough.
结果正在他写的时候，圣灵就向他说话。
And just as he wrote it, the Spirit spoke to him.
那个是虚空,
that is a vanity. And from that day forth, he was rid of all that.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, this is growth.
你必须成长呢,
to grow, you must overcome the enemy.
我不是靠你自己努力,
it's not by your own strength.
弟兄姊妹们,
but rather it's that the Lord's life is in you.
主借着他的话语住在我们的里面.
It's that the Lord's word lives in you.
主的话一点活在我们里面, 他就成为我们的力量.
It's that when the Lord's word is living in you, it gives you power.
弟兄姊妹, 这样子我们就成为一个少年.
And because of this, that's how we can become a young man in Christ.
在教会里面应该许多的少年人。
There should be many young men in Christ, in the church.
少年人的祷告是刚强的。
The prayer of a young man is powerful.
像今天我们播饼聚会, 我觉得我真的很喜乐, 祷告不停的祷告。
I felt very joyful today during the breaking of the bread. There are so many prayers.
现在有少年人呢。
There are young people here.
弟兄姊妹们开始经历主了。
And people are starting to experience the Lord.
我们有过这个经历, 我们一祷告, 死亡就出去了。
And when we have the experience, when we pray,
that's
Satan flees.
弟兄姊妹, 不仅如此, 我们还要成熟到父老的阶段。
And not only this, but we must also come to the point of being a father.
我要补充一点, 少年人的特点, 在这个阶段, 他们是追求, 并且会用神的话语。
A specialty I like to add to young men at this stage is that they like to seek and to use the Lord's word.
他们在神的家中是一般的，肯快跑跟随主的人。
They are a group of people who are willing to run hard after Christ.
你知道，有的人呢，觉得一个礼拜去两次会啊，已经很够了。
Some people think, oh, to gather two times a week, that's already a lot.
少年人呢，胃口很大的。
For young men,
天天有聚会。
They are willing that every day we can gather.
我有一次碰到一个刚蒙恩不久的弟兄啊，他尝到主的滋味。
I once met a person who just believed in the Lord and he had a great taste of the Lord.
他聚会完了又喜乐得不得了。
After gathering, he was so joyful.
他问弟兄姊妹，这样聚会下一次什么时候？
He asked brothers, so when can we gather again like this?
弟兄姊妹告诉他，下个礼拜的今天呢。
The brother told him next week at this.
他就哭起来了。
He started to cry.
他说我要等那么久啊。
He had to wait so long.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是少年人。
Brothers and sisters, this is a young man.
我们要巴不得。给我们主给我们属灵的胃口。
We have to desire to have the Lord.
我曾经在一个地方服侍，那一班的年轻人呢，天天聚会，天天祷告。
I once was at a place where the young people they gathered every day, they prayed every day.
在大学研都是读研究生的，功课很忙。
They're all graduate students. They are busy every day.
但是每天晚上九点钟啊，就到弟兄姊妹宿舍的客厅，小小的客厅啊，做成三度空间的，从地上坐到墙上。40多个人呢，大家就读圣经祷告。
But every night at around 9, they'll gather at someone's dorm room, their living room. They would.
弟兄姊妹们
，40 of them would gather there.
如果教会有这种光景，我们要敬拜说主啊，这是你的工作，你自己做。
So when we have this, we must say that this is your work, Lord. This is what you are doing in the church.
所以少年人的特点是他们的追求，并且会用神的话。
So the specialty of the young man spiritually is that they seek the Lord's word.
然后教会有成长到父老的阶段。
And there is also the mature and the elderly believers.
认识那起初原有的。
And they understand what was originally there.
我们知道那起初原有的就是神的儿子，我们的主耶稣。
And we know that what was that there was the Son of God.
并且神在他里面所定的那个计划、旨意和目的。
And that the Lord has established in him the purpose and will of the Father.
这就是我们昨天讲到亚伯拉罕的，他到了末了，在迦南地支搭帐篷。
And so we see in the latter days Abraham pitched a tent in the land.
因为他等候那一座神所经营、神所建造。有根基的。
Because he was waiting for the city with foundation.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，那就是今天神救我们，他要得着的教会。
And that is the church that our Lord is trying to redeem today.
所以今天我们呢，在这一方面，若是我们明白了神的旨意，我们看见弟兄姊妹，我们真的心里面快乐的不得了。
So,
那种爱的感觉在我们里面是非常的真实的。
So if we understand the Lord's will, when we see brothers and sisters, that love in us should be overwhelming.
父老呢，他们显出来特点是专注。
So for fatherly Christians, what their specialty is, they are very
focused.
Yeah, focused.
非常的 focused.
They are very focused.
在他们身上不会是散的。今天这里，明天那里，不会这样子。
Nothing about them is very haphazard. They don't just say, "Oh, maybe we'll do this, we'll do that."
主若是托给他做福音的工作。他在福音的工作上面是为着神的永远的旨意。
If the Lord has given them the burden of the gospel, they are very focused on that.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，他如果服侍儿童，他是为着神的永远的旨意。
If they are serving the youth or the kids, they are doing it for the Lord's glory.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是 very focused.
They are very focused individuals.
这样子，神儿子的形象。才会在他身上清楚，对不对？
And so that is why the image of Christ is made very clear on.
我想我们今天照相，大家都用这个叫做傻瓜相机，不用 focus， 它自己会对焦的。
So I know that many of us today we use smart cameras. They help you focus.
那么以前我们都是单眼相机，要自己对半天的。
And so in the past we had to use manual focuses and we had to take a long time.
你要照什么形象，你必须要。对好焦对不对
Now in order to take a picture you have to get the subject in focus
好叫它能够清晰地显出来
And so the subject's features are clearly outlined
今年神的儿女们若是成熟了我们里面就只有一件事情
If we're mature Christians today there's only one thing that should be in our minds
就是爱慕生命注视我们的主耶稣
It's to love the life and that is of our Lord Jesus Christ
并且为着神的家 叫神的家里面充满了基督。
And it's to have the family of God filled with Christ.
这样子他成为一个稳定的人。
And so that is how we can become a stable person.
借着这个稳定，他逐渐显出他的成熟。
And through the stability, manifests his maturity.
一个成熟的人不仅能够服侍人。
A mature Christian not only can serve others,
而且他能够服侍父神的旨意。
And he can also serve the will of the Father.
叫父神的旨意得着喜悦和满足。
And he can also through that have the pleasure of the Father.
我们知道在教会历史中啊，很多的人也讲这个生命的经历，还有他的阶段。
We know in church history, often people share about their experiences and about how the Lord has led them.
有一个主的使女，就是宾路易师母。
And so we have one sister who's called Sister Jessie Ben Lewis. Jessie Ben Lewis.
她讲到生命成长在我们身上，她用了四个阶段。
And so she described the process of life in us in four sections.
她称为灵命四层。
She said the four paths of four sections of spiritual life.
当我们刚蒙恩得救的时候，第一层呢，我们是进入恩典层。
So the first section we reach is that of grace.
我们就享受神在基督里的爱和他在基督里给我们的恩典。
So we first partake of that grace that the Lord has given us.
在这恩典层里面呢，虽然好哈，但是这个基督徒啊，他的生活还是以自己为中心。
In this period of grace, it is good, but many Christians in this stage still focus on themselves.
主满他的意，他就感谢赞美。主如果没有照着他的意思，他就灰心丧志。
So when the Lord fulfills what people desire, they are joyful. But when the Lord doesn't, they are downcast.
但是慢慢的，主在他的身上吸引他做工。
But gradually the Lord will work in their lives.
进入第二层呢，宾路易师母称它叫做复兴层。
And the second stage is a revival stage.
这个复兴层呢，他就开始从对自己的注意转向要讨主的喜悦。
And so in this stage, the person starts to turn their attention from themselves to what pleases the Lord.
他就开始爱慕主自己。
And they start to love the Lord himself.
第三层呢，
And the third period,
称作十架层，
is the period of the cross.
他为了要讨主的喜悦，他开始学习啊，肯放下自己。
And in order to please the Lord, this individual realizes they need to bear the cross.
他开始肯舍己，
and they are willing to deny themselves.
而且不为自己争取或者辩护，
and it's not to advocate for themselves or to argue for themselves.
第四层呢，他称作征战层，
and the fourth stage she calls the fighting stage.
The warfare.
The war stage, period of warfare.
我们开始遇见了仇敌，这个时候是不是与人作对，而是为着基督的身体。他忍受基督的苦难。
And it's to suffer for the body of Christ.
这个是宾路易师母讲到基督徒生命成长的四个层面。
And so Ben Lewis explains this as the four different stages.
我想把这个和弟兄姊妹简单的这样子交通一点。
So I want to share this basically with brothers and sisters.
如果大家肯忍耐我，我再用五分钟的时间把我的刚才讲的第二段的纲要我和大家讲一下好了。
And so if brothers can endure, I'll share for 5 minutes on the second section I was going to share.
我们若是爱慕生命在我们身上长大，我们能活出新生命来。
If we can love this life which the Lord gives us and causes us to grow in.
有一些的秘诀。
There are some secrets to it.
好，我们请读两处的经文。
Let's read two portions of scripture.
弥迦书第六章第八节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8. Micah 6, verse 8.
世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.
另外一处在腓立比书第二章。
The second portion is in Philippians chapter 2.
第五节到第十一节。
Verse 5 through 11.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为抢夺的，
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that the name of Christ Jesus every knee should bow, and things in heaven, and things in earth, and all things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
这一段呢，我要和弟兄姊妹交通到活出新生命的道路和秘诀。
So here I'm sharing about the path and the secret to living the new life.
信主的人啊，在我们的肉身的里面有两个生命。
So to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, there's two portions to that.
There are two lives in us.
There's two lives in us.
一个是我们天然的生命，一个是从主耶稣得的新生命。
So there's that life which we are given, there's that life which comes from Christ.
神的旨意是要我们凭着在基督里的新生命来过地上的生活。
The Lord's will is that we live with Christ's life on this earth.
但是这新生命在我们身上的长进并且活出来啊，一定会遇见拦阻和征战。
But to have this new life grow and become alive in us, there will definitely be obstacles to that.
像仇敌的试探、引诱，还有试炼，各种的攻击。
Such as temptations, trials, and others, adversity.
这些是外在环境所带来的拦阻。
And this is what our circumstances bring.
活出新生命，还有我们内在里面天然生命带给我们的难处。
And not only our circumstances, but our inner life also will resist it.
在我们里面呢？最大的难处啊，在我们从我们天然生命里面出来的，就是我们的自我里面的骄傲和自大。
The greatest difficulty is overcoming our own pride and our own self-worth.
我们这个骄傲啊和自大呢，在神的眼中是一个相当严重的罪。
Our own pride and selfishness is something serious before God.
这自大我们常常叫 self-exaltation.
Or in
the, 我们喜欢高举自己。
Or in other words, we like to self-exalt, we like to exalt ourselves.
基督徒啊，若是我们跟随主到一个地步，我们开始会意识到这些的难处。
As a Christian, as we grow, we will realize that these things do exist.
我们会到主面前去祷告。
And so we will come before the Lord.
我们也会自己找方法去对付它。
And we will use different means, methods to deal with it.
你看保这个大卫就曾经有过这个经验。
So David once had this experience.
他感觉他的言语不好。
He felt his words were not right.
所以他曾经许过愿呢，什么话都不说，连好话也不说。
So once David said, "I will speak nothing, even good words I will not speak."
免得他显扬自己。
And so that I will not make myself manifest.
结果过了一段日子啊，他里面就像火山一样，骨头就在里面发烧了。
But after a while, he said, I felt like a volcano, my bones were burning.
结果一出来的时候啊，都是他的挤出来。
And when he exploded, everything that came out of him was his own words.
所以我们借着这些失败的经历啊，
So through these failures,
我们需要认识凭着自己的努力，我们是不可能胜过，也不可能将这个骄傲和自大的罪赶出去的。
We realize that we could never by ourselves get rid of our pride and self-exaltation.
你知道这关乎我们得产业。
And this involves gaining our inheritance.
我们里面呢，如果不把自己那个要别人注意、要别人称赞、要别人看得起，表现自己这些自大、骄傲的罪赶出去，我们得不着基督做产业。
If we do not get rid of our sin or having other people notice us and praise us, then we can never gain the love of the Lord.
在这样的认识里面呢，我们要向主投降，承认说主，我不能，我要靠着你的圣灵。
In this aspect, we need to surrender ourselves to the Lord and say, Lord, I cannot do this.
神给我们的方法秘诀啊，是要我们认定 他的儿子耶稣基督。
Our Lord's ways is to acknowledge him as his son, as Lord.
并且认定他钉十字架。
And to acknowledge that he was nailed to the cross.
啊，就是保罗对哥林多弟兄姊妹讲的，我不知道别的，只知道基督并他钉十字架。
It's what Paul said to the Corinthians, which is, I know not Christ except him crucified.
啊，来借着这个认定来做我生活的准则。
And to use this acknowledgement as the guidance for my life.
我们知道主耶稣在地上的侍奉和生活。
We know our Lord's service here on earth.
他从来不求自己的荣耀。
Our Lord Jesus never sought his own glory.
人要荣耀他的时候，他就躲起来。
When people try to glorify our Lord, he went and hid himself.
在五饼二鱼的那个神迹之后，人要永立他做王了。
We know that after the breaking of the five loaves and two fish, the people wanted Jesus to be king.
主耶稣立刻散会，而且打发门徒坐船的过加利利海。
And Jesus immediately separated the multitude and told his disciples to go to the other side of Galilee.
主就自己上山去祷告。
And so Jesus went by himself into the mountain and prayed.
主在这个点上面，他一点都不享受，一点都不去接受人给他的高举。
So we see here the Lord did not try at all to enjoy any self-exaltation.
他一点不想到自己，也一点不为自己着想。
He didn't think about himself and he didn't think for himself.
他把他自己全然的摆上，为着叫神能够从他身上得荣耀。
He put himself up for, so that the Lord might receive glory.
这是神教我们活出新生命，要我们注视的事情。
This is what God wants us to treasure in our new life.
弟兄姊妹们，在这个点上，我们会受很多很多的考验。
But sisters will be tested sorely in this aspect.
因为撒旦呢，就是想把我们从这个点上引开来。
Because our Satan wants to distract us.
他就能够破坏我们，并且破坏神的旨意。
He wants to destroy us and also destroy God's purpose.
我们知道，主耶稣所以能够不求自己的荣耀。
So for the Lord Jesus to not seek his own will.
因为呢，在基督生命里面的灵呢，就是基督卑微自己的灵。
Because in Christ Himself, there is that spirit of humility, of humbleness.
啊，他存心卑微自己。
Our Lord Jesus humbled Himself.
现在他得着了荣耀，他就把他得荣耀做人的那个灵呢赐下来。
And because He now has received glory, has given us that spirit of glory.
啊，所以有人讲了。圣灵是神的灵，也是基督的灵。
So that's why the people say the Spirit is the Spirit of God and of our Lord.
在旧约时代呢，那只被称作神的灵。
In the Old Testament, we only called it the Spirit of God.
到了新约时代呢，圣灵就被称作了耶稣的灵。
But in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of
Jesus Christ. 因为他里面带着主耶稣做人，他那谦卑的灵呢，现在进到你我的里面。
Because the Spirit of Christ is now in the Spirit of Christ now is not only there but is also in us.
这个灵在我们里面做我们的生命。
And this Spirit now has become our life.
啊，才能够在我们里面做成真正的谦卑。
And it causes us to have true humility.
使我们能够与神同行。
To cause us to walk with God.
啊，神对我们要求不高的。
What God demands of us.
啊，所以在弥迦书里面说，只要好公义、行怜悯的，存谦卑的心。与神同行就好了。
And that's why Micah says, "What does the Lord require of you but to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God?"
那么我们今天要真能够存谦卑的心与神同行呢？
We truly need to seek to walk humbly with our God.
除了耶稣那谦卑的灵在我们里面以外
，besides the spirit of humility from God,
保罗告诉我们说，我们需要与主合作。
Paul says that we need to work with God.
保罗在腓立比书第二章第五节到第八节啊。
In Philippians chapter 2, Paul describes
给我们每一个弟兄姊妹一个 free application， 你可以去 freely download。
It's a freely downloadable application that he gives us.
他说，耶稣基督的心思和意念，你要把它 download 到来你的里面，做你的心思和意念。
That the mind which was in Christ Jesus, you can download this and put in your own mind.
我们的身体，我们的心思意念，好像一个 hardware 一样。
So our minds, our brains, they're like a hard piece of hardware.
有的人是 dual， 或者是 triple processor， 很快的，非常聪明的。
Some people are smarter than others. They have a dual or triple.
但是里面装的 application 呢，都是世界上面的强取啊、豪夺啊、讲理由啊这些东西。
But the applications there, they're all about making excuses, having things for themselves.
我们知道，腓立比弟兄姊妹就出了这个难处，两个姊妹他们就争起来。
We know that in Philippians, some sisters are actually quarreling.
所以保罗劝他们说，你们每一个人都要以耶稣基督的心思意念做你的心思意念。
And that's why Paul says, "Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus."
用今天的话来讲，就是你要download这个做你的 application.
It's to download this to have it be your application.
比如说我们开侍奉聚会。
For example, we have a service meeting.
我们在家里有准备了，很理由很充分了，我就要来发表，对不对
？And so we prepare a home, and we come over there, and we say, "Oh, we're prepared. We have a good reason."
所以你看，在侍奉聚会说话最大声的，都准备最充分的人。
And so sometimes
对不对
people who speak the loudest are the people who prepare the most.
而且最后是最生气的，也是那个准备最充分的人。
And those who get angry, those prepare the most too.
可惜了，他做了人的那一面。没有把基督的意念当录下。
But if they use man's ways, they do not download God's ways.
当我们里面以基督的心思和意念做意念的时候，我准备出来的时候就不伤人，也不伤自己。
So when we prepare things that are from God, we do not harm people, we do not harm ourselves.
那基督的意念是什么呢？
What is the mind of Christ?
我们讲七步。
We have seven steps.
那就是降卑的意念。
And that's to humble themselves.
这个降卑的意念就是使得基督甘心情愿上十字架的那个意念。
This is the mind which is in Christ to humble himself.
我们的主耶稣上十字架了，完成了宇宙中最大的工作。
When our Lord Jesus went on the cross, he accomplished the greatest work in the universe.
今天我们要为主做工，或者与主同工。
Today, when we work with Christ, when we fellowship and co-work with Him,
如果我们没有基督十字架的意念
if we do not have the mind of Christ on the cross,
我们做的都是小工啊
we are only doing little work.
都是会过去的工啊
it is work that can pass away.
什么时候我们有基督的十字架的意念
but when we have the work of Christ on the cross,
在神的眼中看我们所做的行事为人，那就有基督工作的那个性质和价值。
But it now has the value to Christ and our Lord.
啊，这是一步一步的。
This is a step by step.
所以你要第一步就跳到第七步，那是很难的。
You can't jump from step one to step seven.
所以这一方面，我们的操练是要慢慢一步一步学的。
And so this exercise takes steps.
第一个就是他不抢夺。
The first is that he did not take.
Grab things.
He did not grab things for himself.
他不抓，也不表现自己。
He didn't grab. He didn't manifest himself.
所以今天有的时候我们准备的很好，但是没有机会说感谢赞美主，让我放下不抢夺了。
And so sometimes we might prepare something and then we don't get a share. We say thank God.
所以弟兄姊妹没有采用我的意见，但是我里面呢经历了基督，这是多好啊！
So for me not to share, but to experience Christ, that is such a great blessing. 第二个，
愿意倒空自己。
And second, be willing to empty himself.
啊，他放下他的自己。
He put himself down.
什么是自己呢
？What is self?
我们人的尊严。
Maybe our own self-esteem.
我们的雄心。
Maybe our ambitions.
我们的才干。
Maybe our talent.
我们的能力。
Our abilities.
我们的兴趣。
Our interests.
我们的意见。
Our own opinions.
我们的理由。
Our own reasons.
还有很多这。都可能是我们己的表现。
So this is many, many other things we can do.
所以你看，当别人不听我的意见的时候，我这个人就受伤了。
When people don't listen to my opinions, maybe I get hurt.
我因为我的意见呢，他不采用了，我的己就被摸到了。
So when they don't take my opinions, I start to get hurt.
这些东西是我们需要操练。
This is something that we need to exercise.
如果我们操练这个，我们好像是放下自己，人看见的新生命在里面出来。
And when we put this self down, we can see that Christ's life is in us.
然后他取了奴仆的形象。
So then he took upon the form of a servant.
他还没有到地上来做人呢，他就取了奴仆的形象。
He didn't become a man here. He took upon a form of a servant or slave.
这什么意思呢？
What
他就做了让神来做他在地上做人的时候的主人。
He caused God to become his master.
他到地上来了，就遵行主人的命令。
And so when he came to this earth, he only obeyed the will of the Father.
所以外面呢？主是一个自由的人。
So outwardly our Lord is someone who's free.
但是在他心思意念里面，他是神的奴仆。
But in his mindset, actually, he is the slave of God.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天在教会中啊，有这样认识、有这样学习的弟兄姊妹，是容易相处的人。
Brothers and sisters, we have this kind of person in the church. They are someone who's easy to deal with.
他外面是一个很能干、很有主意的人，但是他。服在神的权柄底下。
Maybe someone is talented who has his own ideas, but he is submitting to the will of God.
要跟这样的弟兄姊妹交通就很容易。
To fellowship with his brother or sister is very easy.
啊, 第四个点,
the fourth point.
主耶稣啊, 他来到地上就成了人的样式。
He became in the form of man.
啊, 这个man呢, 不是一个人, 是众人的样式。
It's not just one man, but in the form of mankind.
就告诉我们说, 他来到地上, 一点都不特别, 一点都不突出, 非常的平凡。
It shows that our Lord Jesus was not very special. He was a normal person.
在教会生活里面, 在社会的生活里面,
in the church, in society.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们求主让我们有一个谦卑的意念, 看自己是平凡的。
Brothers and sisters, let us have a spirit of humility and see ourselves as being normal.
让别人来感觉在你里面有不同。
And let others see in us something special.
而别人能够说, 那个不同啊, 不是你的才干, 不是你的出身, 乃是你里面有一个生命。
And that this life, this special nature in us is not from ourselves, but from God.
第五个, 主耶稣他自己卑微。
And fifth is that our Lord humbled himself.
啊, 自己卑微, 就不觉得自己是什么。
And that means to not think of himself as anything.
碰到环境来的时候, 他甘心站在微小低下的地位。
He was willing in circumstances to stand under his people.
好, 我在这个点上, 我很想讲一个例子。
I really want to share an example here.
我年轻的时候啊, 有一次跟我的教授跟同学去参加一个学术会议。
And so one time I was with my professor and fellow student, we went to student conference.
那一天呢, 因为学术会就在我们隔壁的城, 所以我们就开车, 学校的, 公用车辆。
So it was in the city next to us, so we drove a school car over there, school vehicle.
那我们几个人呢, 前面的位置, 都坐满了人, 就缺, 还有一个人没有位置。
So everyone in front of us, there are seats already, and there's only one seat missing.
70年代美国还没有 seat belt law.
In 1970s, there weren't any seat belt laws.
那是一个 station wagon.
It was a station wagon.
后面有一个那个 trunk 打开了，有一个朝后面可以坐的小位子。
And so in the trunk, there are actually seats as well.
所以每一个同学都站在那里等谁坐那个，每个人都想准备坐前面的，跟教授坐在一起。
And so everyone, all the students want to sit in the front with the professor, no one wants to sit in the back.
我也跟他们一样，就像主耶稣十二个门徒啊，看谁今天来洗脚。
And so all the, I was like the disciples also, we are waiting for someone to wash their feet.
我在那里啊, 到最后就剩下两个人了, 两个人都是亚洲人。
And so at the end, there's only two people left. There's from Asia. One was me.
还有一位同学, 他是从夏威夷来的, 他年纪很大了。
And there's another student from Hawaii. He was very old.
他现在社会上做事已经很有身份, 回来进修的。
So he actually already had great status in society. He came back to learn.
我看看他, 我也不知道怎么说。 该谁去坐那个位置。
He looked at me and I looked at him. We didn't know who should sit
back. 他就很恭敬地跟我讲, 他说Sunshine你去坐。
And he said, Sunshine, you can sit in the front.
然后他就走到后面去打开那个盖子, 他就坐下来。
And so he sat in the back in the trunk and he was very comfortable.
那天去开会, 我整个会我都没听见什么, 我心里面非常的羞愧。
And that conference, I didn't really hear or listen to anything. I just felt very sad.
我这个人面子太大了。
And I said, oh, I have such great self-esteem.
我真是羞愧, 这件事情啊, 在我里面印象非常深刻。
So this was very
到现在碰到事情有大家要比高低的时候，这件事立刻出来。
So when I see this, I immediately think of, you know, what's great or what's not.
再不敢跟别人比什么。
I no longer compare.
再不敢出来自己的个性。
I no longer will have my own desires.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣不是这样。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus was not like this.
主耶稣他是甘心站在微小的地位。
He was willing to become.
没有人坐的位置，他就去坐。
What people will not sit on, he sat on.
没有人站的那个最低的地方，他就去站。The
lowest place he sat on.
这个是主第五步，他自己卑微。And
that's the fifth step. Our Lord humbled himself.
没有父叫他说你要下去，没有这样。Our
Lord didn't, our God didn't tell him, hey, you go down there.
然后诚心顺服。No,
he was willing to completely submit himself.
这个诚心顺服原来意思，他就成为顺服。
And in original text, it means he became humble.
好，我们不要咬着牙根去顺服。 你肯自己卑微的时候，顺服就变成成为了，很自然。And
but you realize that it's different when you actually become obedient.
今天很多神的儿女们呢，我们都想啊，我信了就顺服啊，我们唱唱诗歌啊，声音很大。
We like to sing very loudly that we will trust and obey.
但是真的事情临到，我们还是不服。
But many times when circumstances come up, we don't really obey.
因为我们找不到那条路,
because we don't see that path.
我们咬紧牙根服了,服了几天了,爆发起来的时候更可怕。
We try to hold ourselves in, and we explode, we are worse than we were before.
但你找到那条路,肯下来, 你就发现了,你不需要做什么,它就成为顺服。
But when we find that pathway toward lowering ourselves, we truly see that we can deny ourselves.
而且成为顺服呢, 以至于死。
And become obedient to death.
这是一个极大的福气，一个人一死了就完全脱离了己了。
And this death is actually a marvelous thing because when we die, we are separated from ourselves.
那个生命在里面就要像活泉一样涌出来。
And our life can be flow out like a fountain.
主最后的死啊，他是死在十字架上。
Our Lord, he eventually died on the cross.
这个我每次思想我都非常受感动。
Every time when I think about this, I'm touched.
我们的主。 我们知道有的人死了是英雄之死。
We know that some people die a hero's death.
主没有死英雄的死。
Our Lord Jesus, he didn't die as a hero.
有的人死了别人很佩服他。
And some people when they die, they
有的人死别人很感激他。
People are very proud and glad for him.
主耶稣为了担你我的罪。
Our Lord Jesus to take upon our sins.
主耶稣为了要把他丰富的生命
Our Lord Jesus to give us His rich life. He was willing to die on the cross. This is a shameful death.
痛苦的死,
a painful death.
被冤枉的死,
a death which was undeserved.
他被人误会,
he was wronged, he was mis.
被人轻看,
he was scorned.
被人批评,
he was
被人弃绝,
berated, he was rejected.
但是他那么的安息,
but he was so still.
所以呢，他能够服侍全世界的人。And
so he's able to serve the entire world.
上至君王、智慧人，到最卑微的人。And
so this king, he went from being a king to becoming so depraved.
每一个人碰见他，都得着他的福。Everyone
who touched him received his blessing.
这个叫做丰盛的。This
is called a rich life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。Brothers
and sisters.
活出新生命是有道路的。To
live a new life, there is a pathway towards it. There is a secret.
存谦卑的心与神同行。It's
to live humbly with a humble heart toward God.
我们一同有一点祷告。Let's
have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。Lord,
we thank you.
你实在与我们同在。You
truly are with us.
我们谢谢你。We
thank you.
你给我们的不是别的。You
didn't give us anything else.
乃是你的自己做我们的生命。But
you gave yourself as our life.
我们为着这个福分，我们敬拜。
For this portion, we want to thank you.
我们还恳求你,
we want to also ask you.
让我们爱慕生命,
may we love your life.
让我们尊重生命,
may we respect your life.
让我们宝贵生命,
may we treasure your life.
好叫我们更多地跟随你,
so that we can follow you and walk forward.
愿你借着这些话祝福你的教会,
may you bless your church through these words.
叫父神的心得着喜悦和满足,
that the Father's heart may receive, may be joyful.
赞美感谢都归给爱我们的父和我们的主耶稣。
We want to give praise and thanksgiving to the Father and the Son who loves us.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
We thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.